Section 2, Section 98A penalties. Section 98A Taxes Management Act 1970 currently imposes a penalty for the late submission of any contractor CIS 300 month of return. If the return is not submitted within 14 days after the end of the tax month. For example, the CIS 300 monthly return that is due for the tax month ended 5th of February 2011 must be submitted to HMRC no later than the 19th of February 2011. And please note there is no extension to the 22nd of the month for electronic filing of CIS returns. The Section 98A CIS penalty is a fixed penalty charge of £100 per month for each batch of up to 50 subcontractors, so that if there are from 1 to 50 subcontractors, the fixed penalty is £100 per month, increasing to £200 per month for 51 to 100 subcontractors, and so on. These fixed penalties of £100 per month per 50 will be charged for up to 12 consecutive months where the CIS monthly return is not submitted by its due date or by the 19th of each consecutive month. After 12 monthly penalties have been charged, and if the CIS monthly return is still outstanding, a final penalty in the range of £300 to £3,000 will be charged in addition to the fixed monthly penalties. The amount is then dependent on how many other final penalties have been charged over the previous 12-month period. The bigger the problem, the bigger the penalties. When the returns are eventually received by HMRC, the initial fixed penalties of £100 that are issued will be increased where any of the returns show entries for more than 50 subcontractors. If returns for several months are not submitted, the total penalty under Section 98A can grow quite rapidly. For example, if the failure continues into the next or second month, the penalty is £200 for the first late CIS return, plus a further £100 for the second month late return. Then in the third month, the penalty for the first late return becomes £300, for the second late return £200, plus £100 for the third return. At that stage, and just 3 months down the road, we have already £600 in fixed penalties, and these penalties continue to increase for every month each return is late. Where a contractor has failed to register, perhaps in ignorance of the requirements, multiple construction industry scheme fixed monthly penalties can arise and can get out of proportion. In my experience, HMRC has never been so proactive in seeking penalties for offences committed by contractors in the construction industry scheme, which is why perhaps it has come as a shock to so many individuals and businesses affected by these penalties. HMRC has now recognised that many of the contractors that have fallen foul of the Section 98A Construction Industry Scheme penalty regime have never previously registered to operate the scheme. This has led to many businesses, particularly smaller businesses, doing nothing to correct matters. And HMRC says that some are ignoring penalty notices when the problem comes to light. It is likely that a great proportion of the defaulters were not contractors in the usual sense, and most certainly were not mainstream construction industry businesses. Mainstream contractors that are also gross payment subcontractors will be careful not to fall foul of the compliance test provision that provides that submitting more than 3 late monthly returns up to 28 days late, or just 1 monthly return that is more than 28 days late, will mean that gross payment status is removed.